Nothing, baby. Just gotta go to work soon. I know. You act like I want to go. Of course not. All I want to do is stay in bed with you. That's all I ever want to do. Stay in bed with you, watch Gumball, maybe occasionally play some Xbox, nap a lot of napping. And then good food. Food's important. I don't know. Probably something not greasy or sticky or crummy. Because we'll be in bed. I don't know. I feel like a popsicle's a little too sticky. Cereal sounds pretty good. No. Not dry, wet, like in a bowl. Yeah, you're right. That's probably what we should be doing instead of me going to work. You're actually onto something, baby. Bed foods. Oh my God, that's like a $1 million idea. Baby, you're actually a genius. Think about it. Food design specifically for bed. Yeah, minimal trash or something that you can like trash easily. Very minimal crumbs, minimal mess. What are those foods? Oh my God. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like we're just reinventing those tiny boxes of cereal that you pour the milk into. Or I guess they're bowls. They're playing out the plastic bowls. Or it's like Smucker's Uncrustables. But again, those, I don't know. Yeah, or just popcorn. I feel like we just wanted to reinvent the wheel. Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like a good idea on paper. It's just the question is, what are the foods? They're probably going to be like dry goods. I don't know. Oh man, you just left me with more questions than answers. No, I'm not trying to distract myself from going to work. Baby. Baby, do you think I would go off on this mad tangent so I wouldn't go to work? Okay, fair enough. It's probably true. of course I don't want to go. I don't want to leave you. I have no desire to leave you. I have no desire to leave this bed. I have no desire at all. The desire is zero. It's just a big zero. Oh. Yeah. I mean, that's just not fair now. You're adding the stuffies to it. Of course, the stuffies want me to go. Oh, baby. I don't want to leave you. No, I'm not going to call in sick. Because I'm not sick. Not even like sick in the slightest. Yeah. Baby, no. You know I have to. I just don't want to. If all I can do is just stay at home and take care of you for the rest of my life, and that was like my full-time job, it would be not only the most rewarding job in the world, it would be the only job I'd ever want to do. But sadly, there's no salary for that job. And I would like to buy you Christmas presents this year, so I have to go into the office sadly, which means I have to get up and put on pants and then a shirt and then look somewhat presentable, get into my car, turn on the ignition, check behind me, check both my mirrors, buckle my seat belt, take a deep breath, reverse, get all the way to the stop sign, look right and left. Make sure no one else is coming. Turn onto the road. Follow the road down. Merge onto the interstate. Take the interstate for 15 minutes. Yell at traffic. Get off the interstate. Navigate a busy downtown grid of one ways. Take the one way I need to take. Make a left. Pull into the building. Park the car. Hit the button. But don't hit it twice, so I make a loud beep, annoying everyone in the building. Then get out of the car, which I've done already. Go to the window. Look inside to see if my boss is there already. He's not. Hooray. No one will know I'm late. Open the door. Go to the elevator. Go to the third floor. get out of the elevator, walk by Greg's desk, don't say hi to Greg because he's never ever there, then sit at my desk and wonder, how does Greg get so many weeks off? Wait a second. Wait, Greg's been off for 4 weeks, baby. Also, wait, am I covering for everyone? Is that why I have so many shifts right now? Oh my god, it just dawned on me. I am thoroughly upset. You know what, baby? I think we're gonna call in sick today. Yeah. No, that's a bad example. No, I'm gonna go. Yeah, I'm gonna go. I'll go to work. I love you. No, I'm not going just yet. I'm gonna go soon, but I'm also telling you I love you because I love you. What are you gonna do today? You're just gonna watch TV? Mm-hmm. Have some yogurt? Okay. I'm glad you have a very busy day ahead of you. It's okay, baby. No, I want it no other way. I would rather be off working in some mine so that you can spend your days gorging on yogurt and enjoying, you know, Cartoon Network to your heart's content. That's my gift to you. Of course, love. Because I want it no other way. Like, zero other way. Mm-hmm. No other way. No, I'm gonna get up soon. Getting up. Oh, baby, you don't have to do that. I appreciate it. Or my glasses getting dirty. They always get dirty. I keep grabbing the lenses like an idiot. Oh. That's so much better. Thank you, love. I can see again. Oh, wow. You look so much more beautiful now. Mm-hmm. Because I can see you in crystal clear imaging. You're not just a series of blurbs that I love. You're now a complete clear picture that I also love. Okay. I'll get out of bed. I will. You can go back to sleep, though. Love you, baby. Mm-hmm. Always and forever.